Welcome to Entrepreneur Q&A with Dr. Greg Watson, where we dive into real-world entrepreneurial questions in just a few minutes. I'm Greg, better known online as Dr. Greg Watson, serial entrepreneur and founder coach. Each episode, I unpack a question that matters to entrepreneurs, from launching your first venture to scaling an established business. Today's show is called Why Startups Die? What Problem Are You Solving? Now let's get started with today's show. Here's a sobering statistic. 90% of startups fail because they build something nobody wants. Think about that for a moment. 9 out of 10 founders pour their hearts, their savings, and months of their lives into creating solutions that customers simply don't need. But here's what gives me hope. There's one simple question that can save you from this fate. That question is, what problem are you solving? Most founders start backwards. They begin with what I call the fatal assumption. They start with a solution, not a problem. They wake up one morning convinced they know exactly what customers need without ever asking those customers. It's like trying to solve a puzzle without looking at the picture on the box. You might create something beautiful, but it won't be what anyone wanted. Here's the truth that took me years to understand. Customers don't buy features, they buy relief from pain. The coolest technology, the slickest interface, the most innovative algorithm, none of it matters if it doesn't solve a real problem that keeps people awake at night. When you start with problem-first thinking, everything changes. You stop building in isolation and start building with purpose. Let me share a story that illustrates this perfectly. I once met a founder who had spent $50,000 building a productivity app. It was gorgeous, loaded with features, technically impressive, but he couldn't get users to stick around. When I asked him what problem it solved, he confidently said, "Helping people be more productive." I paused and asked, "But what does that actually mean?" The silence was telling. His breakthrough came when he pivoted to solving one specific problem, helping remote workers track billable hours accurately. Same technology, focused problem, completely different outcome. Here's your framework for survival. Before you write another line of code or spend another dollar on development, interview 10 potential customers. Not friends or family. Real potential customers who experience the problem you think you're solving. Document the specific pain points they describe in their own words. Then build only what directly addresses those pain points. Your homework is simple, but crucial. Write down your startup's core problem in one clear sentence. If you can't do this right now, stop everything else and start interviewing customers. Because here's what I know after 20 years in this game. Your startup's survival doesn't depend on how brilliant your solution is. It depends on how clearly you understand the problem you're solving. Thanks for tuning in to Entrepreneur Q&A with Dr. Greg Watson, brought to you by Entrepreneurship Essentials, empowering founders at every stage. If you found value in today's episode, please subscribe, leave a review, or share it with a fellow entrepreneur. Until next time, keep building.